Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 18.
Welcome to the SWABP, the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast, with your host, Silverwolf!
Hello everyone, I am Silverwolf, and welcome to episode 18 of the SWABP, the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast. This week, I explain my life so far, which includes my Thanksgiving dinner, Black Friday, I got a new fish, the incredibly cold weather here in Chicago, and so much more. I have some great links to share with you, my reviews of Wii Sports, The Legend of Zelda, and Red Steel. Also, I answer the question, why am I really doing the Walt Disney World College program this upcoming January? All this and more this week on the SWABP, the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast. And now, let's get on with the show. First up, my life so far. Now, as you may recall in the last episode, I was a little bit quiet and, the show was a little bit different than usual because I was recording it in my dormitory at Benedictine University, but this time I'm back in the original studio here in the suburbs of Chicago, and, well, I record the episode on a Tuesday. And, the next day was a Wednesday before Thanksgiving, then was Thanksgiving, and, yeah, let me explain my life from the point of Wednesday. I'm not really myself today. I have been really sick for the past couple days, so try to bear with me. First off, Wednesday was the day I was supposed to somewhat move out of my dorm room by 6 o'clock. What I did was I packed everything that I needed, like, all the stuff that I don't want to get stolen or, some of the valuables that I had. So I packed it up on Wednesday morning, and I put most of it in my car. And before I knew it, it was like 1:30, and I had class, which got about 2 o'clock. So after that, I went back to my dormitory, and I finished packing everything up and put it in my car, and then I signed some necessary paperwork, saying that, oh, I did this, I did that, this, and that, and this, and I drove out, drove back home, drove back home. But the weird thing about that night is that even though the dormitories were supposed to close at 6 o'clock and everybody was supposed to be out, my 6:30 night class was, still, my teacher still wanted to have class on that day, which I thought was crazy because, I thought no one's going to be there. I thought wrong. There were at least seven students, including myself, at that class, but, he was pretty fair about it, and, he had a family too, so we got out about 7:30, 8 o'clock, so... Yeah, even though it was kind of crazy to have a class, like a night class even, just before Thanksgiving, I thought it was kind of crazy, but he let us out early, and I got out, I drove back home, met my brother, he said hi, hugged, and everything else, and he also invited a few friends over on that day, too, so we all just hung out for a little bit, and then came Thursday, then afterwards came Thursday, which was Thanksgiving. Now, this Thanksgiving I had was pretty unique. Of course, the morning was, the traditional. I woke up and, woke up. My mother's busy making something for the feast. And, while I was watching a little bit of the Thanksgiving Day parade, I didn't really got a chance to watch it because I was playing my Nintendo Wii so much. But this Thanksgiving dinner was, pretty unique. First off, the turkey itself was really good, and it had four legs. Yeah, a turkey with four legs. In other words, it was just a regular turkey with two drumsticks stuffed in it, but whatever. And my mother, she made something very unique for this Thanksgiving dinner. It was a stuffing, but this is unlike any other stuffing I don't think any of us ever had. It was it's a White Castle hamburger stuffing, which I thought was pretty weird, but when you actually taste it, it's pretty darn good. It's what it is pretty much just a regular stuffing with, thyme, sage, black pepper, broth. And what it is, and what makes up for, the bread and the meat, is the White Castle hamburgers, and it's really good. You definitely gotta try it for for any future turkey feast, or probably your Christmas dinner, or next year for Thanksgiving. And I'll post a link to the recipe on the show notes at mew345.blogspot.com. Man, there's gotta be a way to shorten that whole thing, but anyway. Like I just said, if you want a recipe for the White Castle hamburger stuffing, just visit the blog and I'll post a link to it. Other than that, the feast was delicious. I had a really great time. I brought the Nintendo Wii so my cousins could check it out. And they really enjoy it. It's a really fun system. And another weird thing about the feast was that, of course, every single member of my family knows that I'm going to Walt Disney World, and the only person in my family there's only one person in my family that doesn't believe me, and that's my little cousin. She's about 5 years old, and she doesn't believe me. And I try to tell her that I am going, but she just has to see to believe it. So yeah, that was just pretty funny. The next day, which was Friday, of course, actually, more specifically, Black Friday, my brother decided to see if he can find a Nintendo Wii on Friday. Well, my brother and I, we stopped at four stores. We went to a Hollywood Video Game Crazy. They of course ran out, but all was not in vain. I got myself a carrying case for my Nintendo Wii. Then we drove to GameStop and Toys R Us, which are pretty much next door. So I went over to the GameStop, and my brother went over to Toys R Us. And of course, they were both sold out, very early in the morning. And afterwards, we just stopped over to Best Buy and see if they had it. Of course, they didn't. So my brother bought an SD card for a Nintendo Wii he's trying to purchase. And of the Toys R Us, the Best Buy, and the GameStop were incredibly crowded. Of course, it was Black Friday, got all the deals, and Christmas shopping has just started. And I thought it would be kind of easy because I thought everyone already got their Nintendo Wiis, but unfortunately that wasn't the case. So my brother came out disappointed, but he was somewhat pleased because he got an SD card for it. But he was somewhat disappointed throughout the entire experience. But yeah, so but luckily, he called my aunt, who has contacts with some people that work over at Best Buy, and they say that they're going to get Nintendo Wiis on Sunday. So that Sunday when Nintendo Wiis were supposed to come out, my brother got lucky, and now he has a Nintendo Wii. So yeah, he's happy. Yeah, he's happy now. He has games for it. He has the Wii, and right now he's a very happy camper. But other than that, myself went back to school on Sunday, and yeah, just Actually, I came back with a little less than what I had than what I left because my parents thought it'd be a good idea to leave some of the stuff that I'll probably not need for last week since the semester is winding down like in at the time 3 weeks. So my parents thought it'd be a good idea to leave some of the stuff here at home and just take just a few items back. So I follow the rules. So in my dormitory I have less stuff than what I left with. Then Monday, I got myself a fish. More specifically a betta fish. Just a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, I paid $5 for a fish, instructions on how to care for the fish. I thought I was going to get a bowl, but I didn't. And also food for the fish. So I picked up the betta fish Monday. And it's a white fish with little red spots on it. And of course I couldn't tell if it was a male or a female. So what I did afterwards is that I got the fish. I put it in a cup since I didn't have a bowl, and I went out to a pet store that's not too far from campus, and I bought myself a little betta starter kit kind of thing. It had the bowl, it had gravel, it had a plant, it had, pretty much everything to get started. And so what I did is that I put the fish in the bowl and I named it Sam. That's what I call my fish. I named it Sam, cause it can go either way. It can be Sam as a boy or it could be Sam as a girl. So since I can't tell, I'll just call it Sam. So yeah. And later that week, I didn't really do much, but the weather started to the temperature. It started to drop. Like, one day, it was about 60 degrees, that Wednesday. But then, all of a sudden, on Friday, the temperature dropped to, just about freezing. And of course, it was a freaking blizzard. Funny story about this. It was one day, 60 degrees, and now it's below freezing, and about 6 inches worth of snow. Yeah, or maybe a little more. I forgot how much, but there was a lot of snow, and it was blowing everywhere in my face and everything. And fortunately, on that Friday, all the classes were canceled, so I had no classes. But another funny story about that was that Friday, after all the snow, when the snow was done blowing everywhere, I was gonna head home for the weekend, and my car was buried in snow. It was, my entire car was buried in snow and covered in ice. It was nuts. It was completely nuts. And I was trying to chip everything off with a snow brush with an ice pick on it. And there was so much ice that I had to turn on my car with the heater on just to get rid of most of this ice. It was insane. I wish I had a video of it or some sort of audio clip of it, but I didn't. It was pretty weird. So other than that, after that, came home. Then this week, everything was, going fine. It's the last week of classes, everything was come to a close. I started reviewing everything. Then came Wednesday, which was probably one of the worst days of the year because I was sick like a dog. I mean, I was tired. I had the stomach flu, and first I thought it was, you know, I thought it was just gas, but what it was the stomach flu, and I don't really want to get into too many details because I don't really want you to listen to this podcast while puking. So I got incredibly sick, and I tried my best to go through the day, but it just didn't work. I was tired, I was sick, I felt nauseous, and my friends tried to help me out as best as they could. One of my friends brought me some CR Mist. One friend brought me some chicken soup, and even some, like, you know, over the counter anti-nausea medicine. All that, I didn't eat the soup, but the CR Mist and the anti-nausea stuff, I still felt a little sick. And, you know, at nights, like, I was trying to sleep it all off, and I felt a little bit better, but there was a huge chest pain, like, right near my heart. I thought I was having, like, a heart attack or something, which is almost impossible, but I had this huge chest pain, like, late at night, and like, it was just, like, you know, piercing, like, jeez, like, almost, like I just said, almost like a heart attack. And, like, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I thought, and I couldn't, 5 o'clock, I couldn't sleep, because the pain was so excruciating. So I called my mother up, and, well, I called her before, because I was feeling sick and all that. At 5 o'clock, she was actually thinking about me. And you know, the pain was so excruciating, I thought, you know what, I can't handle this anymore, I gotta see a doctor. So, at around 6:30 in the morning, my mother and I, we went to a doctor's office in Hinsdale, and since the doctor was not coming, like, in another hour, we just went straight to the emergency room. So, we went to the emergency room. I told her I was in a lot of chest pain, but fortunately fatal. fortunately, it was not fatal. So, after signing all this paperwork and identity and all this other stuff, we went to an emergency room, and I was put on IV, and they gave me some Nexium that inside the IV was like a kind of a liquid form of Nexium. And they also ran some tests, like, you know, X-rays and even an MRI. And what they found out was that I tore muscles in my esophagus. And what happened was that, because, like, I did vomit the previous day, and I was forcing out so much that it tore muscles in my esophagus. And that's what caused me all this pain. So what they did is that they let me rest inside the emergency room for a few minutes. They put Nexium, like I just said, they put Nexium in my IV. And they gave me a prescription of Prevacid. And right now, I'm feeling just a little bit better. I'm still, you know, a little bit woozy. I'm just a little bit dehydrated. And hang on. Let's see. Soda, purple stuff, Sunday. Oh, Gatorade. Yeah, I'm just a little bit dehydrated and all that. So, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. Probably by the end of the weekend, I'll feel so much better for finals week next week. I'm just fortunate this whole fiasco didn't happen. Well, next week, so yeah, I'm a pretty lucky guy. So yeah, and also, I also went back to COD last night for a send off meeting, which, like, you know, some of the last questions are answered and, you know, all sorts of other stuff, and then just today, Friday the 8th, I went back to COD to have some things signed, some fine and some fees paid. So right now I'm almost pretty much set for the whole thing. I done so much stuff just to be prepared for Walt Disney World. I mean, signed some paperwork, paid some fees, the tuition fees and assessment fees, and you know, signed, and like I just said, signed some paperwork, some waivers, and selling my soul and not telling everybody that Walt Disney's frozen underneath the castle. Whoops. Anyway, that's pretty much it for my life so far. Let's move on to another subject. Oh, yes! Links. Links. First off, I know I advertised this show just a couple episodes ago, but this time I'm going to advertise it again, and also this time, I have a promo.
He was raised to hate non-humans. Taught how to kill the five alien races with his bare hands. But 19-year-old Quentin Barnes doesn't want to be a soldier. He wants to be a quarterback. The greatest to have ever played the game. And to be the best, he has to play the best. And the best teams are mixed species, with receivers that jump 25 feet into the air, linemen that bench press 1,200 pounds, and linebackers that literally want to eat you. In a league that spans light years, where organized crime runs every franchise, where games are fixed, rival players are assassinated, and football has become so brutal that stats not only track yards and completions, but dismemberments and death. Quentin Barnes must learn to lead a team filled with the same races he's been taught to hate. He better learn fast, because if he doesn't, he'll just wind up another statistic in the column marked Killed on the Field. The Rookie is a free weekly podcast novel by author Scott Sigler, creator of Earthcore, Ancestor, and Infection. Available now at scottsigler.podshow.com.
That's right. I'm advertising The Rookie once again, and this time for a definitely good reason, because episode 11 is probably one of the best episodes he has released so far, because it's actually the first game of the INF Krakens, which is the team that Quentin Barnes plays. And what it is, that it's week one of the GFL, or the Galactic Football League, and it's the INF Krakens versus the Wu Wall Crawlers, and the detail that his novels have is really greatly detailed, and you know, you just gotta check this out. It's a great podcast. Just be aware that it does contain adult content, adult language, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of violence. So, no children, please. So yeah, check out The Rookie at scottsigler.podshow.com. So, yeah. Anyway, let's move on to four links from the Page a Day 365 Wacky Websites calendar. First off, DinerCity.com. It's a little small directory to these roadside greasy spoons. And here's the description. A virtual directory to every cool roadside diner across the country. Tasty photos, postcards, and factoids for everyone's favorite neon stainless steel greasy spoons. So if you're ever on the road and you just need to find a place to stop and eat, there's a website that has a list of fantastic diners for you to check out. Next one is at www.clear4.com/condiment. Now, this one is really unique, because what it is, it's actually a picture gallery of condiments. And What I meant by condiments, I'm talking about those little plastic, sometimes hard to open packets they usually see like fast food restaurants and cafeterias and, you know, those little packets. And, you know, they range from everything from salt, sugar, relish, honey, ketchup, mustard, anything. And this website has a collection of them, not just from the United States and from famous fast food restaurants, but also around the world too. And it's really cool of what these little ketchup packets look like. So if you have a lot of spare time in your hands, you gotta check out this website. This is a kind of website I've been looking for a while. It's www.smackbomb.com/famous-fonts, and it's a collection of fonts that you can download and you can use in like letters or ransom notes or whatever you want to use them for. And they range from video games to television shows to magazines to all sorts of, you know, really cool fonts that you can use for, you know, just for anything. Like, you can use the Mad Magazine type, you can use the Timberwolves logo, Minnesota Timberwolves logo, or even the New Yorker font. So yeah, just check it out. It's really cool, and check out all the different fonts they can use for just for fun. Now, this next website is called Cinqui.com. That's Cinqui.com. And what a Cinqui is actually short for Standing in Nutritious Kitchens, Ingesting Everything. Or someone who dines over the kitchen sink. You know, you just go into a refrigerator and you grab, like, you know, chips and some, or dips, and you grab some chips and you just kind of just don't, like, you know, somewhat dine over the kitchen sink on leftovers or whatever you can find. And Friday, November 24th, which is Black Friday, is actually the day after Thanksgiving, is actually Cinqui Day. And this website kind of explains what a Cinqui is, and, you know, there's actually a Cinqui Association, there's a Don't Cook cookbook, and different ways they can spot a closet Cinqui. So check this website out. It's a really funny and very interesting website. So, but other than that, that's about it for the links. Don't forget, you can check out all these links out and some other links throughout the show at my blog at mew345.blogspot.com. Next up on the show are reviews. This time, I have three. You know, one, two, three. Of Wii Sports, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, and Red Steel. First up is my little review of Nintendo Wii Sports. And what this is actually, you know, a little packing game that comes with the Nintendo Wii, so you're pretty much going to get this game either way, but is it worth keeping? Well, actually, yeah. There's five different sports in this game. You got baseball, bowling, boxing, golf, and tennis. And each sport has their own different unique way of playing. For example, I'm just looking at the instruction manual right here. For tennis, to serve, you gotta lift the Wii controller up and then swing it down like you're actually serving. Then you can do a forehand or a backhand, and all sorts of things. It's like holding an actual tennis racket, and it's a lot of fun. You don't need to move around or anything. All you gotta do is just swing the Wiimotes back and forth and see who's the first to mess up. And also, don't forget, timing is everything in the game too. Next up is baseball, which is look in the French section. Next up is baseball, which is pretty fun. For if you're a batter, you gotta hold the Wiimote like a bat, and all you gotta do is just swing like you're swinging a baseball bat. And for pitching, you can actually change the way you pitch by pressing on one of the directional buttons or the A or B button, and by swinging the Wiimote down to make it look like you're pitching. For bowling, you can use the D-pad to change directions, and you can change directions of your swing or where you stand. And to throw the ball, you gotta hold down the B button, swing your arm back, and then during the middle of your swing, you let go of the B button, and you continue your movement forward, and just like bowling. Golf, all you have to do is just line your swing, and when you're ready to swing, you hold down the A button, and then you swing like a golf club. Same thing with putting. Boxing. Now this is a fun one. All you gotta do is just take the nunchuck controller and the Wiimote and punch forward for punching. Hold them up for blocking, shifting your position, and like boxing. So pretty much all the controls in Wii Sports are just like you're actually playing the sport, and you're actually getting up and you're actually moving, and it's a lot of fun. I just wish maybe just a couple more sports or something like that, but still, it's a really fun game. It's a great party game, and you can use your Mii they create in the Mii channel, the Nintendo Wii, and it's really fun. And I wish there was just a little bit more to it, but it's a great pack. It's a great pack, and it's a great tech demo, and kind of shows you what the Nintendo Wii is really all about. So all in all, it's a great game. It's a great pack-in. I'm gonna give this game a 7 out of 10. It's pretty good. Not great, but it's still pretty good. The next game up for review is Red Steel by Ubisoft. First off, let me just say that this game is just mediocre at best. It's not that bad, and it's not that good. I'd rather just purchase this game when it's like $20 or something. And what is, it's actually a first-person shooter that uses the Wiimote as, you look around and you shoot, and the nunchuck controller is used to move around, throw grenades, and a couple other commands. First off, it's really cool to look around using the Wiimote, but sometimes it's just a little bit too slow. I'm just trying to explain this, but what is the game itself is just mediocre. The graphics are a little bit too simple. The voice acting, it's just terrible at some points. The controls, really, really cool, but just a little bit slow. And even though they add like the cool aspect of sword fighting, the sword fighting itself is just clunky and simple, because all you gotta do is it does get difficult, but when it comes to sword fighting, but all it is just you gotta dodge, you gotta parry with a broken sword, and you gotta attack them, and all sorts of other things. The sound, the music's pretty cool, but like I said before, the voice acting is terrible. And yes, there is an aspect of multiplayer, but I wish it was like a little bit more, but it's just deathmatch and team deathmatch and some other form of multiplayer, which I couldn't get to because of the lack of Wiimotes that are available. But the game itself is just too simple. It's a little bit slow, and sometimes the AI are just cheap bastards, because you're just trying to shoot at someone, but all of a sudden they come from behind and they shoot you in the head. But still, it's okay. It's just I'd rather wait for the price to drop or something like that. You know, all this game is just mediocre. You can rent it if you want to see how you like it, but I would just rent it. But just rent it before you buy it. Even though some people like it, some people hate it, it's just one of those loved or hated games. I'm going to give that game a 6 out of 10. That's what I'm going to get. I'm getting it a 6 out of 10. Really interesting control scheme. It's fun to play. It's fun to get used to, looking around with the Wiimote and shooting with the B button. But the controls could have been a little bit better. The graphics could have been just a little bit better. It should have been better voice acting. Like, it leaves a lot to be desired. So, but hopefully when they release a sequel, they'll probably fix all of this, and maybe the sequel could be, well, hopefully it'll be a lot better than what it is now. So yeah, just 6 out of 10, just rent it, see if you like it, and yeah. But anyway, enough with the Wii Sports and enough of Red Steel. Let me talk about the game that I have been waiting for a darn long time. I'm holding it right now, and you know, I can't let go, because this game is by far one of the best, the best launch title I have played in a while. It's The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, and let me just say this right out the bat. Get this game! I'm just saying this right out the bat. Just get this game. First off, the story. Of course, you're Link. And you're about 16, 17, like between 16 and 18 years old. And you've just been hired by the village to go to Hyrule with Epona, your horse. And, you know, you're just hired by the village to go over to Hyrule and sit and give Hyrule a gift. But one day, like, the children have been kidnapped and a lot of stuff goes wrong, and you're transported into a twilight area or something like that. And while you're in this twilight zone, I guess you can call it a twilight zone, but as soon as you step into this twilight zone, you turn into a wolf. That's the cool thing about this game. You turn to a freaking wolf in this game, and you meet up with this little elf-like creature named Midna, who's gonna be your Navi in this game. Even though Navi does make an appearance as the little cursor, but it's not really all that functional. Well, she's not really all that functional, but Midna is your Navi of this game. She helps you out. She does give out advice, but not on enemies, unfortunately. But she helps you out, and it's up to you as the new hero to pretty much get rid of the entire to pretty much remove all the Twilight from the world and stop the Twilight King, who I cannot reveal. But that's pretty much the game. It's a little bit hard to explain, but it's a really interesting story when you get into it. First off, the controls. Use the directional stick to, of course, move, and to swing the sword, you can either just press A to just do a regular attack, or you can swing the Wiimote to do sword attacks, or swing the nunchucks for a spin attack. And for items like the bow and arrow or the slingshot, all you gotta do is just set the say your item to one of the directional buttons or the B button, and hold down to that button. Use the Wiimote to look around and aim, and all you gotta do is just let go of the B button or the directional button, and it fires. It's really cool. And with the vibration and the additional speaker, it does add a lot of realism to it. As with the speaker, you can hear the arrow fly through the air, or, you know, that kind of thing. And even swords clashing, too. And also, that little ditty every time you achieve a puzzle, you know. You know, that thing. The sound, the music is awesome. It's all quote-unquote orchestrated. I don't know if it's really orchestrated, but it does sound real. The music is excellent. The graphics are beautiful, and you know, it's definitely the Zelda everybody has been looking for quite a while. So, any downside? Well, what else am I forgetting? I got, oh yeah, fun factor. It's definitely a lot of fun with, you know, with the Wiimote, using it as a sword, as the slingshot, as the fishing pole, as pretty much everything. And is there any downsides to this? Well, none that I can think of. In fact, I think this game is just about as good as Ocarina of Time, which to a lot of Zelda fans and a lot of video gamers is probably the best video game of all time. I mean, this is definitely an upgrade from The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker, and Majora's Mask, and like I said before, this is just about as good as Ocarina of Time, so this game is good. This game is excellent. Enough said. So, what am I going to give this? How about a 9.5 out of 10? Yeah, how about that? 9.5 out of 10. This game is definitely something you gotta get. And don't forget, if you own a Nintendo GameCube and you don't own a Wii just yet, don't worry. There's gonna be a GameCube version of this game coming out soon. So if you don't have a Wii just yet, and or you don't really plan on buying one in the future, don't forget, it's gonna come on GameCube. So yeah, definitely get this game. In fact, I'm forcing you to get this game. But anyway, I get a headache. Still, like I said before, I'm still a little ill from the whole thing. So, anyway, 9.5 out of 10 for Legend of Zelda, 6 out of 10 for Red Steel, and 7 out of 10 for Wii Sports. So yeah, the launch titles from the Nintendo Wii are great. I will have some more Wii views. Oh, that was terrible. I will have more Wii reviews in the future after Christmas, or actually, you know what? How about this? I downloaded a few Virtual Console games while I purchased the Wii, and so far I have three Virtual Console games. I have Donkey Kong, I have Bonk's Adventure, and I have Bomberman 93. So maybe I'll review those along with Dane Cook's Vicious Circle DVD next time as well. So keep an eye out for those. Keep an eye out for reviews of those soon. But anyway, with that out of the way, let's move on to something that I really want to talk about. Is the question, why am I really doing the Walt Disney World College program in January? Well, the true reason why I really want to do this is that not only am I a Disney nut, but also this is something that will definitely help me in my future. It's not just for the podcast, it's not just because I'm a Disney nut, but also doing something like this is definitely great for my future, because if I just have done Walt Disney World College program, you know, worked at Walt Disney World, taking classes with as well, if I have that on my resume, I'm pretty much a shoo-in for any job that I would want. So that's pretty much one of the main reasons why I want to do this program, is that this will definitely help me jumpstart my career in the future. And I've talked to dozens of people who done it or know someone who done it, And they say it's an excellent experience. It's a great opportunity. They're all very, I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity right here in front of me. And my dream, and, you know, my dream is coming true. And this is just something that I am really looking forward to doing next month. And I'm really going to take, and I really want to take you along for a ride, for, I really want to take you along for the ride with this. I want to talk to, I want to talk about how I'm doing, what I'm doing with, like, you know, with audio commentary on rides, and, you know, just sharing this entire experience with you. And this, and like I said before, this is definitely something I'm really, really looking forward to. And yeah, I'm definitely gonna enjoy this. I can't wait for January 17th when I move in. And like I said before, when the next episode comes out in mid-January, I'm taking you along for the ride. Yeah. Ah, jeez, my head. I should really stop doing that. I should really stop doing that this weekend. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to this. I can't wait to take you along for the ride. And don't forget, if you're in the area, if you're in the Orlando area between January 17th and August 10th, please let me know. I would love to meet listeners. Just email me at silverwolf2006@gmail.com, attach in podcast, and you know, just leave me a note saying, hey, I'm gonna be in Orlando, you wanna meet up? And, you know, I'll look over my schedule, I'll set a date for when I'm gonna be in the parks. And that's pretty much it. And that'll pretty much do it for the show. The week after next, finals week will be over with. I don't know if I'll have any stories about that. And also, with Christmas coming up, I'll try also have a holiday special for you with some great holiday music. And also, I don't know if I'm really going to do this, but I might think about making a website for this podcast. I know I have the blog, but I really want more with the blog. So I found a website called freewebs.com. And, you know, after I look it over a little bit, maybe I can create a website for this podcast. Like, sure, the blog will be there and all the links will be there, but I'll definitely add more to this, to the website, than I can with the blog. So yeah, probably on the next show, which is the week after next, I will definitely announce it, and I'll tell you where it is and all that other stuff. So yeah, I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're in college and your finals are coming up, good luck on those finals. Get some sleep, study hard, do your best, and all sorts of other things, all sorts of other stuff. Don't get sick like I did. And so yeah, I'll see you the week after next. Thanks for listening. And I need to study and get some rest, cuz my head's starting to hurt. Raleigh, let's just do what you gotta do. I'm out of here.
This has been the SWABP, the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. For more information and links from this week's show, please visit the blog at mew345.blogspot.com. If you'd like to send Silver Wolf an email with your questions, comments, and anything else, please email him at silverwolf2006@gmail.com, attention podcast. You can also leave Silver Wolf an audio message by clicking on the My Jingo link at the blog and leaving a message up to 2 minutes in length. You can visit Silver Wolf's MySpace page at myspace.com/SilverWolf2006. You can check out Silverwolf's Flickr page at flickr.com/Silverwolf photos. The Silverwolf IO Blog Podcast is listed on great sites such as iTunes, where you can leave a comment, Podcast Pickle, where you can save us as a favorite, and Blueberry.com, where you can leave off the E's for saving. Music from the show comes from the PodSync Music Network. Please visit them at music.podshow.com. For Silverwolf, this is Raleigh the announcer saying we'll see you next time on the SWABP, the Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast.